Proverbs 23 and verse 19. Bible says there, it says, "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way." I'm going to read it one more time. "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for these guys being here. Lord, we need your touch on this time that we have. I thank you for each guy that's here. Lord, please give them a blessing and some help, Lord, from your word today. I pray you would strengthen them and encourage them. God, it's worth it to live for you. It's worth it, everything that we try to do for you, Lord. I pray you would please help us to grow closer to you, maybe to learn some things, maybe to get some insight in an area we're working on, Lord. But God, most of all, help us to hear your voice and help us to love you more as a result of this. Please give me the help that I need. Please, God, give me the right words and thoughts and spirit. This is important because it's your word, and it'll change our lives if we allow it to, Lord. I pray you would help us with that. Bless our time today and help this to be informative and helpful to these young men, Lord. God, you brought them here for a reason. And God, it's not to hear me talk, but God, we want you to speak to their hearts and change them accordingly. Please do that. Please get me out of the way. And God, that you would be lifted up. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Thank you guys for standing. Now, we have dealt with Proverbs 23:19, and I'll get into that again here in a moment. I had Kevin turn a couple chapters ahead. This is Proverbs 28:26. You can look at it if you want, but please be ready to go back to Proverbs 23 because that's really where the heart of it is. But Proverbs 28:26. Listen to this, Mr. Kev.
"He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered."
That's a very interesting verse, guys. Especially the first part of it says, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool." Wow. It's kind of a slap in the face, right? Like, whoa, where'd that come from? And then we get to this verse that we read, Proverbs 23:19. "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way." I think these two work together. I'll try to show you that as we go along. But let's just reset and say, all right, you guys tell me, who's writing this? Anthony, you should know this one.
Solomon.
Yes, sir! All right, that's right. Solomon is writing. Great, great answer, brother. Great answer. Great answer. Who is he writing to? I don't know if Anthony knows this one.
His son.
What's his name? Yeah. Did you know that? Did you know? This guy's coming along.
He said Rehoboam this morning.
Yeah, there you go. Close enough. Rehoboam, RoboCop. No, whatever you got. You know, Rover. It's close enough. No, Rehoboam is his son. So the whole book of Proverbs, guys, is King Solomon, wisest man in the Bible, right? God gave him supernatural wisdom. Some of the stories you hear about Solomon are amazing. The wisdom he had, difficult situations people would bring to him, and he knew exactly how to handle them. Mm-hmm. And I could give examples of that. But God gave him this wisdom, right? So he would pass it on to his son. Guys, the whole book of Proverbs, 31 chapters, is Solomon writing to his son, giving him this wisdom and instruction. Guys, what a treasure this book is, not only for Rehoboam, but it should be for us too. You say, what does it have to do with me? So Rehoboam was a child of the king, right? Hey, so are we. So are we. We are children of the King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus Christ, right? If you're saved, you're a child of the king. And why is it so important? Because, Chris, he gives how you should handle friendships, how you should handle relationships with young ladies, how you should handle yourself with your parents, how you should be a friend to people. Obviously, your walk with God is a dominant theme that's in the book of Proverbs. Guys, all these things, it's written to young people, and it's telling you how you can live for God and how you can be a godly young man. Guys, what do we need more nowadays than young people living for God, having the right relationship with Him, and making the right decisions in life? Hey, that's huge. That's massive. Right. Say, where can we go to find it? God gave us a whole book of the Bible about it called the book of Proverbs. All right. So I would suggest you get in that. Every part of the Bible is great for you to read, but Proverbs is geared to young men trying to get them to live for God. So I would suggest you get into that. So we compare these two verses, guys, about that we need to guide our heart in the way, and then also the one that Kevin read for us. If you trust in your own heart, you're a fool, the Bible says. Wow. So, guys, that gives us an interesting conclusion. We start thinking, you know what the interesting conclusion is? It's that we can't trust our own hearts. What we're talking about, guys, is not the organ that pumps blood throughout our body. We need that. When the Bible talks about your heart, it's talking about kind of what you want to do on the inside, where you're leaning. But guys, the heart can be fickle. What I mean by that is it can be up one day and down the next. You can go by your feelings and by your emotions. The heart, even when we talk about nowadays, you see a heart, they're talking about love, they're talking about emotion a lot of times. Guys, we don't want to be guided by emotions, okay? We want to be guided by the truth. But that brings us to that conclusion. And guys, that confronts something that's very popular in our culture. I'm sure you've heard the statement, follow your heart. The Bible says, don't follow your heart. It's completely opposite.
Yeah.
So, sorry Disney, sorry Hallmark, and sorry Lifetime. Don't follow your heart. You don't want to follow your heart. Guys, listen, you're going to get in situations where your heart is telling you, I don't want to do right. Don't follow your heart. You're going to get in situations where the pressure is against you. Your friends are around. People you want to impress are around you. And your heart is going to say, do wrong. Impress them. Go along with the flow. Don't stick out. Don't be weird. Don't be a weirdo. Don't follow your heart. Guys, your heart will lead you to destruction. Listen, guys, you're going to follow your heart. One day you're going to look at a young lady and say, wow. Man, she's amazing. She's beautiful. But if she's not living right, guys, that will destroy you. Don't follow your heart.
Right.
Listen, guys, we hear all these fairy tales, and if you wish upon a star, it doesn't matter who you are. Listen, stuff's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to burst your bubble. You guys are like, guys, you were just breaking my dreams today, all right? Guys, don't follow your heart. Listen, we hear these things, and yeah, we just think it's on a kid's movie. But guys, can I tell you, some people try to live like this,
mm-hmm.
and they bear the regret of that later on.
Yeah.
So, guys, what I want to preach about, let me read verse 19 again. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. We don't want to follow our heart. Here's the message today. Lead your heart.
Amen.
Lead your heart. Guys, you want to live a good life? Lead your heart. Listen, as I said, your heart can be leaning the wrong direction. Your heart can want evil things. Your heart can get weak. And when influences come, it can be pulled and hooked in the wrong direction in the wrong area. Don't follow your heart. Lead your heart. That's what verse 19 is saying. Guide thine heart in the way. Okay? So lead your heart. Young man, when you're a teenager, lead your heart. Don't get pulled off by what the crowd does.
Right.
Don't get pulled off by your friends that are making fun of the teacher behind their back or cussing or talking dirty about the girls. Hey, don't follow that stuff. Don't follow your heart. But both times, I want to be acceptable to them. No, no, no. Lead your heart. Lead your heart with the truth. All right. So that's what we're going to preach on today. We'll try to jump right into this. Lead your heart. Young man, you want to be a godly teenager? Lead your heart. You want to be a godly adult young man? Lead your heart. You want to be a godly adult man and live for God throughout your life? Lead your heart. It's not by how you feel. It's by you living according to the truth. That'll help you guys.
Right.
That'll help you at any stage of life. So how do we do that, right? I can say, lead your heart, Chris. Lead your heart, George. And you say, all right, great. Yeah. How do I do that? That's what we're going to jump into. How do we do that?
Amen.
All right. And guys, I've heard guys ask me before, you know, we pound on wisdom. Guys, we need wisdom. And some guys say, well, how do I become wise? That's a very good question. We're going to answer that today as well for you. All right. Lead your heart. Point number one is this. How do we lead our heart? First of all, you got to listen. Guys, you got to listen. You
Amen.
Say this is simple. Yeah, I know. But this is where we got to start. Verse number 19. First two words. Hear thou. Hear thou, my son. What is he saying? Hey, he's saying, Rehoboam, if you want wisdom, if you want to lead your heart, if you want to do what's right under pressure, which, by the way, sadly, Rehoboam did not, which he preached on before. When he got under pressure, he made the wrong decision. Because he went along with his friends, he went along with his crew instead of what was right, instead of what was truth. But he's saying, if you want wisdom, son, hear thou, hear thou, hear thou. What is that talking about? Listen. Listen, guys. How does somebody go from being ignorant in a certain area to being knowledgeable? How does someone go from being foolish to being wise? Guys, it's by listening. Listening to the truth. Hey, guys. Who are you listening to? Who are you giving your ear to? Listen, this is why it's so crucial, not only in church that you listen and when people are instructing you in godly things, but guys, are you going to God every day yourself trying to find out? Hey, guys,
yeah.
I get it. We watch TV. Some of you guys, you watch things on the internet, this and this and that. I get all that. Hey, in some of those cases, that's not a bad thing. But let me just ask you, does the TV have a bigger influence on you than the Word of God? Does TikTok have a bigger influence on you than the Word of God? Does some singer or actor or actress or some celebrity or some athlete have a greater influence on you than the Bible? If it does, guys, you got it all out of whack.
Yeah.
And if that's me, I got it all out of whack. We got to get it on course. God's Word needs to guide our lives. So he's saying, hear thou, my son. Hey, guys, you got to listen. And this is an individual thing. When the Bible says, hear thou, he's talking to one person. We know that's his son. But you know what it means, guys? I can listen for me. I can't listen for Chris. I can't listen for the other Chris. I can't listen for Kevin. I can't listen for Luca or either any of you guys. I can only do that for me.
Right.
Now, we know if you're in leadership, you try to get other people to listen. Hey, pay attention, quiet down. We get all that. But even if a person's quiet, you know that doesn't mean they're listening. Mm-hmm. I know some guys, they don't make a peep, but you ask them what they learn, and they're like, I think I was in that class. You're like, dude, come on, man. You were there. I preached my guts out. You're like, oh, yeah, you were there. I'm like, come on now. You got to listen. You got to listen intentionally. You got to do it on purpose. Hey, guys, the Bible says in Proverbs 8:33, he says, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Hey, guys, when we're giving you instruction from the Bible, are you taking it in? Are you doing it for yourself? Are you hearing instruction and being wise? He's saying, hear thou, my son. Hey, guys, are you listening for you today? Can I tell you, you need this message? Can I tell you, I need this message? But you got to do it for yourself. It's individual. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can do it in your place. You got to do it for you. The individual listening. And then, you guys, you know a very key part of listening and really being paying attention and in tune with the message? Humility. Humility.
Yeah.
You know why humility is a key part of that? Is because you got to realize, I need what they're talking about. I need that. Hey, guys, every single one of us in here, we haven't arrived. We don't know everything there is to know about the Bible and about God. We haven't made all the steps in the Christian life. We're not champions in this thing. We haven't achieved everything. We're not retired from the Christian life and say, oh, yeah, I lived my time. I won my souls. I did my thing. No, you know, none of us have arrived to that level. You know why? Because we're all still here and we're still alive and we're still breathing. We haven't gotten to heaven yet.
Right.
You know what? But Aiden, that tells me I've got to have the mindset that, you know what? I need what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I need what they're talking about. Primarily, guys, I'll hit this in a moment, but because it comes from God. But number two, guys, can I also say, sometimes we hear similar messages or repeated messages. You know what I've heard some guys say? I've heard that before, so I don't need to listen. I've heard that message. I've heard that passage. I've heard him explain that verse. I've heard Brother Tom talk about that like 8 billion times in my life. You know what? I think you still need it. I think you still need it. You know why? Because a lot of times it's the simple things that get us in trouble. We don't take care of the basics, the fundamentals. Hey, I'm getting way off. But you know when good teams don't play well, Kevin, it's when they do stupid plays that they know better. It's the fundamentals.
Yeah.
All right? I like watching the Warriors. You guys know, you know, they make these crazy 40-foot shots and all. But you know when they start messing up, when they do these stupid passes and they're trying to be all fancy and get on SportsCenter top 10 right. And they throw it and they get 20 turnovers, and then they lose by 5 points. You're like, dude, come on, come on. If you wouldn't try to do these crazy passes, you'd probably win, right? But it's the fundamentals, guys. It's the fundamentals that get us in trouble. But, guys, can I tell you also, Chris, sometimes we may have heard a message 100 times or a certain truth 100 times. Maybe God knows you need number 101 to help you. Maybe you've lost track of some things. Maybe you've let some things slip, and you're like, guys, I've grown up in church. I was here when I was, you know, 2 months old, like, in my whole life. I've been here my whole life. I get that. I've heard things. I think, yeah, I've heard that verse. I've heard that message. Blah, blah. But you know what? I need it just as much then. Hey, guys, maybe you heard similar to this message or whatever you're going to hear in church today. But maybe God's saying, you know what? Chris has heard this, but Chris needs to be reminded because he's going to get tested this week. Maybe the devil's coming after you this week with that particular thing. And if you think, oh, I know that. I got this. I don't need to listen. Maybe then you're going to be weak and susceptible to the devil's attacks. Just because you've heard something before, don't slough it off, dismiss it, and say, yeah, been there, done that. Check. I'm good. No. Hey, even if they're talking about salvation, even if they're talking about some of the basics here, you say, I know that, I got that. Well, make sure you really do understand that, but make sure you got it taken care of in your life. And maybe God's given it to you to help you and to help those that you can influence. Listen individually. Take inventory. Realize there's room to grow. I'm not going to dive deeply into this, but back in chapter 22, verse 17, it says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise. You know what it's saying? You need to humble yourself and realize, you know what? I need what they're saying. I need this instruction. I need to be strengthened. Hey, guys, you know the guys that I love to preach to? Those that are hungry to learn. Those that are sitting on the edge of their seat saying, I got to learn something. I've got to get something. Yeah. Those that say, nah, I got this. I'm fine. I don't need to hear this. I don't care. Those are a drudgery to preach to because it's like they think they know it already. So what can I help them with, you know? Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise. The Bible says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. realize we don't have it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out, guys. I've tried to live for God. I've tried to do right, tried to live a good life, but I don't have it all figured out. Guys, I make mistakes all the time. So I need what's being taught, what's being given to us from the Bible. And guys, you got to be interested in this. Listen, I get it. There's days we're tired. We're not into it. You've got to push yourself and say, this is important. Hey guys, you want to know who the good athletes are? Those that push themselves in practice.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's not when the fans are there and the game's in crunch time. Listen, you won't show up in crunch time if you're not pushing yourself when nobody's around right. and when nobody seems to care. The guys that push it in practice, those are the ones that show up in crunch time. The guys that are lazy in practice and nobody else cares, so I won't care. Dude, you're not going to show up in crunch time at all. You're probably going to trip over your shoelaces. You know, you're out there on the court. Help, help, you know. Dude, where were you? I was back there tying my shoes. You're like, okay, get in the game. Listen, when it doesn't seem like a big deal, apply yourself. Put your fullest effort into it. Hey, guys, when the emotions aren't high, maybe when the crowds aren't big, are you in tune? Are you interested? And guys, it has to be intentional. It has to be on purpose. You got to do it because you want it. And you got to invest yourself. You're in Proverbs 23. Look at verse 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. What does that talk about, Wes? Does that mean, hey, man, we could raise some money around here, bless God, and get Kevin at the door. All right, I'm charging you. If you want to learn from the Bible, you better get your credit card. No, that's not what it's talking about. What is it talking about, guys? It's talking about you've got to expend some effort, some energy if you want to get the truth in your life.
Right.
Hey, guys, some of you are going to have to wake up a little earlier so you can read your Bible. You're going to have to push through the tiredness sometimes to pay attention, to grab a hold of it. Guys, that's what it's talking about. Buy the truth. I'm not selling it today. I'm not saying, all right, well, how much money we got? $5. $5. Who's got five? All right. Who's got 10? And I'm auctioning it off up here, talking off fast. I can't even do it. You know, some of them guys, I'm like, is that English? You know, what is he saying? Is that Swahili or something? Listen, we're not auctioning off the truth, but you know what we're saying? If you put forth the effort, if you put forth the time, if you put forth the energy. And sometimes, Kevin, it might be taking a college class, which costs a little bit of money. It might be going to a conference where you have to drive a few miles. Why? Because I'm trying to get the truth in my life. Buy the truth. We're not talking about with money, but with effort, with energy, with intentionality, with going after it, with passion. That's how you buy the truth. Hey, guys, when you come to church, are you saying, man, I need some truth today? I hope so. I hope so. Invest in that. But you know what? You're not going to invest in something that you don't feel is valuable and worthwhile. There's a verse back in Proverbs 17. It says, wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he has no heart to it? You know what it's saying? A fool's not going to pay to learn wisdom. He's not going to expend effort and energy to learn wisdom. You know why? Because he doesn't care about it. Hey, guys, you know why some people don't listen in church? They're always falling asleep. Come on, man, wake up. Come on.
Okay. I was up late. Doing foolishness,
you know? You know why? Listen, if that happens every once in a while for some guys, I get it. Maybe they're tired. But some guys, it happens every week. They could have slept 10, 12 hours last night and they come in church. You know why? Because they don't care.
Right.
They just don't care. They have no hunger for it. They have no desire for it because they don't see any value in it. And guys, it's ultimately why. Why do we listen? Why do we listen intentionally and interested and we invest and we, hey, there's sometimes you're tired, but you're pushing through it. You're expending energy. Spending your energy, spending your time. Why? So you can get the truth in your life. Why do we ultimately do that? Because of the infinite source that it comes from. Guys, I get it. If you came to this class hungry, desiring something today, you didn't show up saying, man, I sure hope Brother Tom can give us some of his massive wisdom. Because if that's your intention, you came to the wrong spot. But you know what? If you say, you know what? God knows everything. God knows all the answers to my life, all the questions that I have. He has the answer. All the problems that I face, he has the solution. God has all wisdom, all knowledge, all power. He's everywhere present at the same time. He cares for me. He's never going to change. And you say, that God wants to teach me. Guys, that's where we need to realize, hey, don't listen up because I'm preaching. You listen up because God's speaking to you. Listen, the Bible says all scripture. You've heard this verse, but all scripture. You know what that means? Every single word of the Bible. Every single word, guys, it comes by inspiration of God. It came out of God's mouth. Listen, the Bible's not, it was penned by man, but it was written by God. It came from God and God used men to write it down. But those words did not come from the men. They came from God. They spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They were borne along, carried along by the Holy Ghost. They were passive. He was active. But you know what the Bible says? All scripture is given by inspiration of God. We know that. Next part. And is profitable. You know what you got to do when you open your Bible? Realize this is profitable. What is profitable? It's good for me. It's good for me. Guys, so that means when the Bible says it's good for man not to touch a woman, that's good for you. I don't like that, man. It gets on my business. It gets on my nerves. That means I can't touch my girlfriend. Yeah, Bible says it's profitable for you. It's good for you. It'll keep you out of trouble. It'll keep you on the right track. It'll give you a chance to live a great life. Okay? Bible says I shouldn't be a companion of fools because then my life will be destroyed. Maybe I don't like that, but you know what? It's good for me. Bible says I need a tithe. That's good for me. Bible says I need to be a soul winner. That's good for me. Bible says be faithful to church. That's good for me. Okay? It's profitable. And it's beneficial. It'll help you. Hey guys, wherever you're reading in the Bible is good for you. It'll help you. All right, how do we lead our heart? First of all, you got to listen. Number two, you got to learn. All right, after you listen, hopefully you get something from listening. Notice verse number 19 again. He says, "Hear thou my son and be wise." Be wise. Guys, can I tell you the first element to being wise is you got to know what to do. You got to know what to do. Okay, you can't make the right decisions if you don't know what those right decisions are. You got to learn. So if I want to lead my heart, Brother Tom, how do I do this? Got to listen. Guys, that's why in church it's important you have your Bible. You're paying attention. You're trying to soak it in. You got to listen, first of all. But number two, you got to learn. You got to grab something from it. Hey, guys, that's kind of the intent of this. Hey, guys, listen. I don't know if you've been coming 3 weeks, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, your whole life. I don't know. I don't know. I know a lot of you guys. I know how long you've been coming and all that. But listen, let me ask you this. For the amount of time you've been coming, how much have you learned? I'm talking about really learned.
Good.
Okay? Sometimes, I've said this before, but sometimes we think we know a lot more than we actually do. You know, sometimes it's like if we said, hey, can you talk about salvation? And I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. But I know, I used to think like this too. We think, oh yeah, I've heard that. I know that. Guys, if they gave you the microphone in church and said, explain to us about salvation, or explain to us about soul winning, or explain to us why we need to get baptized after we get saved. I really wonder if some of us would get up there and be like, And you say, well, there's a big crowd, it's embarrassing. But you know what, guys? Sometimes the world comes at us and they say, man, why do you believe this? Why don't you do this? Why don't you listen to this music? And if we're so proud that we don't think we need to learn anything, we might be answering that same thing to them. And that don't look too good.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help our cause. Mm-hmm. Listen, humble yourself to realize maybe I don't know as much as I think I do.
Right.
Okay? And then you learn. You build from the ground level. You build it from the ground up. Hey, guys, learn. Here's what I want to challenge you to do today and all the time. Whether it's me, whether it's Zach, whether it's Tim, whether it's main church with pastor or whoever's preaching in there that particular day. Hey, guys, listen. What is your takeaway from this class? What is your takeaway when you hear the Bible preached? Some of you get chapel every Friday, right? What is your takeaway from it? You say, what does that mean? What have you gained from it?
Mm-hmm.
If when you're walking out of class today, if we were to stop you and say, Chris, what did you learn? What did you need? What did you get reminded of? You know, if we had an exit interview, we had a camera and a microphone. Say, Anthony, what did you learn today? Wes, what did you learn today? Brother Tom was talking about stuff he's talking about a lot, so. Well, I know, but what did you learn? What did you get from it? Well, I mean, it was just Proverbs, wisdom, you know. But no, what did you get from it? Hey, guys, we really need to grab a hold of that. You know what I've challenged myself to do? I don't always stay on it like I should, but I always challenge myself, try to at least get one thing. One thing from the message that, Kevin, I grab a hold of. And I try to remind myself and pray about that thing during the week so that I'm working on something. Guys, you know those that mess up, those that put it on cruise control. Those that say, I'm fine, I don't need to try, I don't need to grow anymore, I've done enough, I've progressed enough, I'm okay, I don't need to do all this. Those that have that attitude are those that mess their lives up, those that mess up in a bad way. Those that keep growing and keep gaining and keep advancing and progressing in their Christian life, those are the ones that stay strong. Hey, guys, whoever the champions were last year, you know what, during the offseason, Ethan, they don't need to just stay the same level. They need to get better. Yeah. You know why? Because other teams are getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, you can't just say we got the same players and the same coach and we'll be fine. And we'll just have the same approach next year. It worked last year. It's got to work this year. You do that, you won't be very good the next year because other teams are coming at you.
Right.
And guys, we know the devil's coming at us every day, but we think, well, I've been fine all this way. I'll just keep it where I am now. No, We've heard many times in this church, if you're not moving forward in the Christian life, what happens? You're moving back. You can't stay where you are. You can't throw it in park and say, I just like where I'm at right now. I just chill here. Well, you're not going to chill there very long. You're going to go down very quickly.
Right.
How do you lead your heart? You listen. Guys, listen intentionally. Come in here saying, I got to get something. I got to grab some wisdom. I got to grab some instruction. I got to grab some truth from God's word. Hey, ask God to prepare your heart when you walk in the class and say, God, give me something today. At least one thing. More than that, great. But God, one thing at least. Give me something. And then, guys, when God gives you that one thing, learn it. Learn what it is. You know how you do that? You do that on purpose. You grab a hold of it. You snatch it. You select it. Hey, guys, when I hear you guys make statements like, you know, I was sitting in church and I was listening, and then one comment just stuck out to me. Bam! That's what I'm talking about. That's it.
Yeah.
Somebody's not going to get that if they're daydreaming. Somebody's not going to get that if they're staring out the window saying, man, when is he going to be quiet and we can go home? Hey, guys, you're not going to get that if you're too focused on the NCAA tournament and who's playing and what's the score and who scored what and all that kind of stuff. I'm not against sports. But when you're in church, be focused. Say, God, you brought me here for a reason. Speak to me. Give me what I need. Learn it, guys. Select it. Snatch it. Grab a hold of it. And then, after you snatch it, secure it. Hey, guys, if God gave you something today, how do you secure it? You know, I'm a big proponent of taking notes. Because you know what, guys? You will think, I will never forget that. And 2 minutes later, it'll be out of your mind.
Yep.
You'll be like, no, I could never forget that, man. You know, like people say, I would never forget that. That's like, I know that like the back of my hand. And you'll be staring at some stranger's hand thinking it's yours. You know, you don't know what you can forget. Guys, there's stuff. Before you leave the house, sometimes I think I got to take this, and then I'm walking out of the house and I'm like, oh my goodness, I forgot that. Guys, it's amazing what we can forget and how easily we can forget.
Yeah.
Write it down. I heard one preacher say, the weakest ink is better than the strongest memory. Great quote. Because guys, you can have one of them pens that's running out and maybe you can't barely see it, but that does better than you trying to hold on to it with your memory. Guys, write it down. Hold on to it. Put it on your phone. Listen, guys, you want to start learning the Bible? You want to start memorizing verses? When you read your devotions in the morning, a verse stands out to you. You know what you need to do? Maybe take a picture of it. Maybe write it on your phone. Maybe put it on your lock screen. Maybe make a note right when you open up your lock screen. You got your main screen. That verse is right there staring at you. Guys, you got to be reminded of it. You got to secure it. Listen, God teaches us something. And Kevin, I think, sadly, probably 99 times out of 100, a lot of times, God teaches us something that we need, and Ethan, that'll change our lives. And then 5 minutes later, it's gone. And we're like, man, that was good. That preaching was really good. Pastor was on it, man. And there was something really good that I needed, but man, I just, for the life of me, can't remember what it is. Guys, the Bible talks about how the devil is like a bird that steals the seed out of your heart. Hey, guys, don't you think the devil's all about that? That if he can steal the seed out of your heart, Ethan, maybe it could change your life. Chris, maybe it could change your life. Tim, maybe he could do something amazing with you. But he says, you know what? If he doesn't secure it, if he doesn't grab a hold of it, I'll take that. Yeah, you don't need that. That'll cause a lot of problems in your life. And he will steal that seed out of your heart. That's Matthew 13, if you think I'm a heretic, all right? Learn it, snatch it, secure it, and guys, sequence it. What I mean by that is repeat it. Hey, what do they say? Repetition is the mother of learning. Listen, guys, you want to learn something? You don't look at it one time and remember it. If you're one of them people, I hate you. No, I'm kidding, all right? That's one of those photographic memories. I'm like, how dare you? You know, listen, you know, if for normal people, which is the rest of us, all right? Listen, you know, for most people, if you want to learn something, you got to repeat it. You got to repeat it. You got to look at it over. You got to say it over and over and over and over again. Guys, so if you want to learn something, you get something from God today. What are you supposed to do? Learn it, secure it, write it down, and remind yourself of it this week. Guys, put it in your Bible so that whenever you open your Bible, say you're reading in Proverbs, whenever you open it, you stuff that paper, you say, oh yeah, that's what God taught me this week. And then pray about it. Say, God, help me to obey the truth that you gave me last Sunday. Help me to obey it today. Guys, that's how it is. It's not rocket science. Listen, guys, the Christian life is not the elite level and then everybody else, the unwashed masses. You know, it's not like that, guys. You know, the successful Christians are those that work at it.
Yeah.
Those that work at it. You say, it almost annoys me sometimes, guys. People say, yeah, Botan knows Bible and you want a verse, just talk to him. Can I tell you, and I'm not anything special, but it almost annoys me because I don't want to get to the level where I think, yeah, I do know it all. No, I don't. There's a lot that I don't know. I'm ignorant in a lot of areas, and I got to keep pushing. If I want to be what God wants me to be, I got to keep going after it, and I can't just say, yeah, I know enough. I'm good. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Listen to it. Learn it. Snatch it. Grab a hold of it. Sequence it. What does the Bible say? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And then, guys, that's what solidifies it. That's what makes it strong and settled. Hey, guys, what's your takeaway from the message today so far? Have you grabbed something? Have you gotten something from the message? Guys,
God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. But if we let week after week, after opportunity, after preaching service, after Bible lesson, go by, and Kevin, we at the end of that of a month's time or 2 months' time, we say, man, what have you gotten from that? Not much, man. I mean, it's been fine, but guys, we've let so many opportunities pass us by. Things that would strengthen us, things that would grow us, things that would develop us and mature us into young men that are pleasing to God. But we just let it pass by. Because I'm good. I'm not that bad a kid. I'm okay. Hey, guys, listen to it. Learn it. Grab a hold of something. Hey, guys, if we do challenge you when you walk out the door, say, what did you learn today? What would you say? If we do, well, come on, man. Do we have to get all serious about this? Yeah. Hey, the devil's all serious about it. Yeah, he's all serious about destroying you. I think we need to be serious about winning in this Christian life and being victorious in this Christian life. We got to go after it. Hey, guys, listen. If we were to flip this scenario, and this is a military meeting, World War III, all right? If we were all in a military meeting here, guys, listen. And you're sitting there. And, guys, we're teaching you about combat. We say when you get out there, guys, make sure that we align in this formation and make sure you don't advance when your teammates or your other soldiers, fellow soldiers are not in place. Guys, we got to communicate. And I'm telling you this stuff. Listen, the words that I would be telling you are life and death. If you don't listen to them, you'll get your head blown off. Guys, can I tell you the same thing is true spiritually?
Yeah.
You are in a battle. Aiden, you're in a battle this week. Wes, you're in a battle this week. I'm in a battle this week. The devil's shooting at us in overdrive, guys. We try to wake up and live for God every day. He's coming at us. He's coming at us. And some of us, guys, it would be like you're sitting in that military meeting and I'm teaching you, hey, guys, you got to wear your helmet. This is how you attach it. This is how you shoot your gun. This is how you cock your gun. This is how you load it. And you're back there asleep in the back row. Hey, guys, do you think the guy that's falling asleep in the back of the military meeting is going to be a great soldier? I don't think so. I think he's going to walk out there and say, yeah, I got this. I played all them military video games. I got this, boy. Call of Duty. Your Call of Duty is going to be your dead on the ground, all right? And the other guy's going to be called to carry your dead body back, all right? Seriously? But how many times? Guys, I feel like almost millions of times I could say like that happens in church.
Yeah.
It's battle time. We're training you. And people, or they're just looking at you. And guys, I'm talking about you need to listen and you need to learn. You need to have something that you take away from it. Hey, guys, don't let the something that you take away from preaching be the jokes. I'm not against the jokes.
Yeah.
But we've all done it, right? We listen to an hour's worth of a sermon. Then as soon as we walk up, Kevin, did you hear what he said? Bro, that guy's crazy, man. Did you hear that joke? I'm not against the joke, but what truth did you learn? But man, that was funny. Like, what are we doing, right? We can't focus on that stuff. We've got to get some truth from it. Listen, number one. Learn, number two. Number three, live it. Live it. What does the Bible say? Hear thou, my son. Verse 19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise. Guys, if you want to be wise, not only do you need to learn it, you got to do something with it.
Yeah.
Bible says be doers of the word, not hearers only. Do something with it. You've acquired the info, but you've got to do something with it. Hey, guys, Luke chapter 3. John the Baptist is preaching. You don't have to turn there. But John the Baptist is preaching hard. He's going at it. He's getting it strong. As soon as he finishes, you know what three different groups of people say? They ask him, what shall we do? Another group, the publicans, what shall we do? Then the soldiers come up to him. And what shall we do? You know what they're saying? They're saying, George, my life needs to change. Can you help me and show me some steps of what I need to do? Hey, guys, they realized in their lives, I've got to change. When God taught me something, I've got to change my life in accordance to it. Listen, but they needed some help. They knew they needed to apply it. There was an assessed imperative. What shall I do? Guys, you need to ask yourself when you finish with a listening to preaching, man, what do I need to do about this? Hey, guys, you go to a conference. What do I need to do about what I learned? What has God taught me that I need to work on? What are my weak areas? What are things that I need to strengthen and fortify? That needs to be a question we ask ourselves. We can't be lazy listeners, guys, and expect to be good Christians.
Yeah.
We've got to be active in this, assessed imperatives. We've got to learn something. We've got to change accordingly. And then, guys, apply it intentionally. You know what that means? That means if they taught about tithing and I had never heard of that before, and I thought, oh, okay, 10% of my income needs to go to God. Then you know what? It may be inconvenient and it may stick out in my plans and kind of mess up my finances for a week or two. But you know what? I need to realize I need to get some money out the bank. I need to get one of them tithing envelopes and fill that thing out and put my money in the offering plate.
Right.
You say, well, I've never heard that before. Well, you know what, guys? That's applying it to my life.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, applying it to my life is not hearing a message on that and saying, wow, man, that is interesting. Okay, I like that. And then I do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. Guys, that's not applying it to my life. In fact, that's being a fool according to the Bible. Mm-hmm. I know what to do, but I choose not to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you're not better, as Tim preached recently, you're not better by just hearing what's right. Guys, that doesn't just help you if you just hear it, but you don't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. We can all do that. You need to be soul winners. Amen. Bless God. Are you changing anything about your life?
Nah.
Nope. Not me. You?
Nah.
Then we're not changing at all. We're not improving whatsoever. And guys, we got to do it as an individual. Act as an individual. Hey, guys, we can change if we want to. Sometimes I believe God gets in our business, tells us this, pounds on something, but we think, you know what? I don't want to stop watching that show. I like it too much. I don't want to stop playing that video game, even though there's some junk in it. I like playing it. I mean, I know that friend's not good for me, but come on, man. You got to answer to God about that. And I got to answer to God about that. You can if you want to. And guys, you know what? When you start applying it to your life and living it, that's when you start to advance in your Christian life. That's when you start to grow, guys. When you really start to see development, say, wow, this thing is, I get it now. This thing is starting to work for me. When you start taking the Word of God, listening to it, learning it, and living it, applying it in your life. 1 John 2:14 says this, talks about the young men in the faith. It says they are strong and the Word of God abides within them and they have overcome the wicked one. You know how you overcome the wicked one? What we're talking about today. You listen to it, you learn it, you start living it.
Yeah.
And listen, the devil's territory in your life starts to shrink. And God's territory in your life starts to grow. And you think, I get this now. This makes sense. They taught about don't listen to the wrong type of music. All right, God, I'm going to apply your word to my life. I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to get rid of that junk. And I'm going to start only listening to godly Christian music. You start doing that, guys. God's word is gaining ground in your life. The devil's losing ground in your life. That's what we need to do. As I told you before, the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Guys, if you don't put a priority on God's word, learning it and living it, then guys, you're not going to avoid sinning against God. Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, paying attention to the word of God, having it as a priority. And guys, last thing I want to give you, point number 4. How do you lead your heart? Well, you got to listen to the truth. You got to learn it. You got to live it. Point number 4, and this is the key one. You got to be loyal to it. You got to be loyal to it. You got to stick with it. All right. What does it say at the end of the verse? Proverbs 23:19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise. And then get this. Guide thine heart in the way. Guide thine heart in the way. Remember, I had Kevin at the beginning from Proverbs 28. He says, he that followeth his own heart is a fool. Trusteth in his own heart is a fool. You say, but the movies say, follow your heart. No. You do that, you'll be a fool. You'll go down a path of destruction. What are we supposed to do? You're supposed to lead your heart. Guide your heart in the way. But you're never going to do that until you listen. Yep. You're never going to do that until you learn it. You're never going to do that until you start to live it in your life. But then, guys, this is the tough part. Got to be loyal to it. What does that mean? Stick with it. Don't give up. When pressure gets turned up, stay at it. Be loyal to it. You know what, guys? Every single guy in this room, every single godly Christian you know, there's going to be times where their heart is leaning them towards things that are not right. You know why? Here's some verses about our heart. Kevin read that one. That's, by the way, what he read is Proverbs 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. The Bible also says the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know what it means? We have a desire to do right. We have it somewhere within us. But then, Chris, we've got a weak side. It's called the flesh. It doesn't want to do right. And it's pulling on us all the time. The Bible says, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know what that means? My heart is wicked. It wants to do wrong.
Right.
Brother Tom, your heart? Yeah, you better believe my heart. I have this flesh inside of me. It has a desire to do what's wrong. Guys, we all have that. You say, even the most godly man I know? Yeah, even the most godly man you know. We all have it. Everybody struggles with it. In Mark, check this verse out. It says, Mark 7, it says, for from within, out of the heart of man, proceed what? Evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. You say, all that stuff's in my heart?
Yeah.
Whew! That sounds pretty jacked up. You're getting the picture now.
Right.
Someone was looking like, ooh, you know, I've got a bad heart. And we're not talking about it's not healthy. Guys, it's got wicked desires. Guys, you know where gossiping about people starts?
Yep.
You know where adultery starts?
Hmm.
You know where blaspheming God starts? In here.
Right.
We've got wicked hearts. So guys, every one of our hearts, it leans from time to time to perversion. Hey guys, there's going to be times when you don't feel, get that, you don't feel like doing right.
Yeah.
You say, but my heart wants to go in this direction and I feel like this would be good for me. And I feel pulled away and swayed by my heart. You're going to feel that. But at those times, guys, you need to remember the lessons that you've already learned previously. The stuff from the Bible. And what are you supposed to do? You got to lead your heart in those moments. Kevin, we're going to face situations this week. And I'm not trying to get all explicit and crude in my language, guys. We're going to face situations this week. We know the Bible says it's good for a man not to touch a woman. We've learned that. There's going to be situations this week. They're walking by. They're not dressed right. Your heart wants to look.
Right.
You better believe it. Unless something's weird with you, you want to look.
Yeah.
You okay, Chad? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm messing with you. Listen, you want to look. Guys, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to lead your heart. Yeah. Guys, don't give it. Well, my feelings. Your feelings will jack you up quick.
Yeah. Right.
Jack you up quick. Listen. What do you got to do? You got to lead your heart. You got to tell your heart, heart, we are not looking at that.
Right.
I don't care what you're feeling. You say, you sound like a crazy man. You do that in the street, you know, talking to your heart. Heart, we are not. You don't have to do that in front of everybody. Just in your mind, all right? In your mind. But you got to say, we're not looking at that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like coming to church right now. Heart, I'm not listening to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to lead you. I'm not following you. I'm leading you. We're going to church. If you don't feel like it, too bad. We're still going. Guys, you've got to lead your heart. That's of paramount importance. That's a must. Guys, that's when it's crucial. That's when it's critical. That's when it's crunch time. You can learn all the lessons. But when your heart is leaning you the wrong way. Hey, guys, you ever, I'm not, again, not trying to get all in-depth with things. But you ever on your phone and something pops up and there's a whoa. And your heart wants to go after it. Hello, hello, hello. I will set no wicked thing before mine eye. Flee fornication. It's not time to follow your heart, Disney Channel. It's time to lead your heart. And we are leading you out of there, buddy. Guys, that's the way it's got to be. That's the battle of the Christian life. Lead your heart. Lead your heart. Lead your heart. Hey, guys, there's going to be times when people come at you angry. They say things that make you angry. And what does your heart want to do? They gave it to me. Let me give them a taste of their own medicine. It's like you take a soda bottle, shake it up. Watch out now. And you're about to spray all over them. Hey guys, what does the Bible say? A soft answer turneth away wrath. But Kevin, I don't like that in those moments.
Yeah.
You know why? Because my heart doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can't follow my heart. I need to lead my heart. Yeah. Hey guys, there's going to be times this week that your friends are going to be trying to get you to do the wrong thing. Hey George, check this out. Hey George, listen to this. Hey. Your heart's going to say, don't you want to be accepted by them? Young man, right then and there, it's crunch time for you not to follow your heart, but to lead your heart. Yeah. Say, no man. I'm going to do what's right. I don't want to listen to that. I don't want to look at that. I'm a Christian and I'm going to follow God. Guys, that's when it's crunch time. Bible says we need to be kind one to another. Bible says we need to be not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. The Bible says, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Well, man, you know, the world says, you know, you can look at them, just don't touch. You can have all these nasty thoughts, but just don't act on it. No, the Bible says your mind and your heart need to be clean before God.
Yeah.
So there's times, guys, my heart wants to do what's wrong, but I got to say, you shut up, heart. We're going to do what's right.
Right.
We're going to follow what God says.
Yeah.
Why? Because I got to lead my heart. I've got to guide my heart in the way. Hey, guys, you can't sit in church every day of your life, 365 days a year. Most of the time, you're going to be out of church. You're going to be in school. You're going to be at work. You're going to be out in the world. You're going to be running errands. You're going to be doing those kind of things. Guys, we can't be in God's Word 24/7. But you know what? We need to hide it in our hearts. So that when our heart wants to lead us astray, we say, no, 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 you get back here. We're staying on track. Leadership is paramount. It's a must. And guys, we've got to live by principles. Guys, I'll finish this up. I'll wind this down. But don't live by feelings.
Right.
Don't live by circumstances.
Yeah.
Well, George, it just seemed like, man, it seemed like all my friends wanted to do that. So, I mean, I know it's not right, but no, don't live by circumstances. Don't live who's for it or who's against it. You go by what God says, and that will never move. Live by principles, and guys, be loyal under pressure. Hey, guys, you're going to face times this week where people are going to influence you or your heart will be leading you in a way that's contrary to what God says. Well, I just don't feel like living right. I just don't feel like having a good attitude. All right, all right, all right. You're going to follow your heart this week and mess yourself up? Or are you going to lead your heart on purpose and say, no, I may not feel like it, but we're going to do it because it's right.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to respect our teachers because God tells us to obey those in authority over us.
Right.
Hey, I may not feel like it right now, but I'm going to honor and obey my mom and dad because God tells me to do that because it's right.
Right.
Hey, guys, is that the way we're going to live? Are we going to lead our heart? Or are we going to say, you know what, I just didn't feel like it, so I'm not going to go to church. Man, I was feeling a little down, so I thought I would jam to some ungodly music, because that kind of encourages me. It may encourage you now, but it'll take you down in the long run.
Right.
What's it going to be? Are you going to follow your heart, or are you going to lead your heart and say, no, heart, you get over here. I don't care what you're feeling. We're going to do right. We're going to stay on track. We're going to honor God. Hey, guys, can I tell you, in conclusion, those are the kind of guys that make it long term. Those are the kind of guys that stay faithful and loyal to God and loyal to their families. Those that lead their hearts, not those that get pulled astray. Oh, but the world's so tough, but God's still powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but things change so much, it gets so confusing. But God's word has not changed one bit. You stay on track. How do you stay on track? You stay on track by leading your heart. Guys, listen to the word of God, learn it, start living it. And then the crucial one, be loyal to it. Hey, guys. When people make fun of you to do it, you keep leading your heart in the way. You say, you know what? As for me, I'm going to keep living for God. I'm going to stay on track. When you do, fellas, that's when blessing will come. That's when growth will come. And guys, that's when you really start to see, man, I'm getting it now. Doesn't mean it's always easy. I face this every day of my life. But you know what? The successful Christians, not those that follow their heart, because we know the end of that is destruction. A fool does that. Lead your heart in the way. Hey, guys, this week, when you're in the way, lead your heart. Lead your heart. That's what God is calling us to do today. Let's